All right, we have a great episode today. We're going to be discussing alchemy, the magic and mysticism of personal transformation, according to Jungian spiritual psychology. But before we start the show today, I do want to let you know that we have a new live two-day seminar that is coming to LA in January 2019 called Alchemy, and it's really designed for women who want to step into their power to transform their relationships, their business, maybe start their own business, and have more success in their life using the innate power of the feminine archetypes that we have within us. A really amazing event. All you need to do is go to our website, Debbie and Dr. Rob, click on events, and find out more. It's in January in Hermosa Beach, California. We hope to see you then. And now let's get started. This is the Debbie and Dr. Rob Show. You are in the right place. If you are tired of the basic self-help and you're ready for a higher level of teaching in neuroscience, Jungian psychology, and Eastern wisdom, we offer world-class personal development and coach training for evolving women entrepreneurs to help you go to the next level of growth in success, relationships, and living your purpose. So let's get started. Hi, Dr. Rob.
Good morning.
Alchemy.
Yeah, let it never be said that we shy away from deep topics.
So I love this topic and I love this word. It's so mystical and so profound. And reading Jung and his ideas on alchemy really formed his whole idea of the individuation process. So this is really important for you who are want to learn more about Jungian psychology, but yeah, also in your life, if you're not getting the results you want, how do we work with our mind and what does alchemy have to do with it?
All right. Yeah. So let's think about these three questions. What is alchemy? Why is it important? And how do we apply it in our lives?
Why do we need alchemy?
Right. So the first one, what the hell is alchemy?
Well, most of people have probably heard of alchemy as turning these, like Leonardo da Vinci, Newton was an alchemist, like in the Renaissance, and they were finding ways to turn base metals into gold. Right. And that's what most of us have learned about alchemy. But it actually started much, much earlier than that, back in the early, early beginnings of man. And one of the first female alchemists was Cleopatra in Egypt.
Yeah, a lot of the traditions go back to Egypt, but it's probably a lot older than, than even Egypt.
In the history that we know,
yeah,
Egyptians used a lot of, you know, they were very mystical people, and they were about changing and transforming the physical world.
You know, Jung came upon the idea from a manuscript that was sent to him by a scholar on Chinese alchemy.
Yes.
And he started to take it seriously after that. A lot of people have read The Alchemist also.
Oh, yes.
It's a popular book, but it has little to do with the actual alchemy.
Yes.
You know, Jung, then, when he started to see it from his perspective, which was always a unique perspective, he started to see that this was a psychology of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of turning the metal, the lead into gold, was more of a way of disguising this transformation that they were working on.
And really what they realized, I mean, what they knew, the true alchemists knew, is that it wasn't the material that was causing the transformation. It was, they call it the prima mater, which is the prime substance, which is consciousness. And it was us thinking, the consciousness that poured into what we were observing actually changed the qualities of the material. And so we have all know about the law of attraction and thinking positive and changing your life. That's really what true alchemy is. And what happened was that the science came about, and they really, most people believe, oh, alchemy is this outdated, archaic, you know, those mystical people, they really didn't realize what they were doing. This is what's happening, the science of the matter. And they see, you know, the true alchemists see it as a fall instead of a progression. Like, now we're doing science and science is real. It really is a fall from the truth of what's really happening. And then we became very externalized. And you know, what I've been reading in Jung, the history of alchemy, is, which I thought was very particular to me as a woman, is that initially the alchemists were women. And what happened was the patriarchal society took over the science, the logic, and the even in the religions, the woman was no longer a divine image. It was a man. It was the father and son. And so if you look at all the major religions, it's a masculine image. And so a lot of the history of feminine power has been basically taken over by this science logic. And I believe that if you look at what's going on in the world right now, it's time for women to really take this wonderful mystery and reawaken it within us so we can use it in our life. We can really start to know that what we have in our minds can impact the physical world instead of we have to go out and make things happen. So that's what alchemy is about. It's a transforming the consciousness. So then it eventually will transform the matter or the appearance of matter or world. So bending reality, basically. And women are naturally, you know, we were the original alchemists. So I thought that was really powerful. Girl power.
Yeah, you mentioned Newton, which is an interesting history. Most of his writings were actually about alchemy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people know him now as the father of physics. But he mostly he was interested in alchemy, the mystical art of it. The whole patriarchy thing is interesting as well, is that it's almost like the art of alchemy as women were practicing it then went underground, and it became like an outlaw science, which is why women were accused of witchery and incantation and potions and those kind of things, but when they were actually practicing a form of alchemy.
Mm-hmm. And in Faust, he talked about, wasn't he an alchemist?
Mm-hmm.
Was working with the transformation of different substances. And so, yeah, it's in all through our culture, but it's given a bad name as it's not superficial, but it's kind of too mystical. It's not reality, it's fantasy. But if we look at quantum physics and the new science that's coming out of what is reality, we're really starting to see what the ancients told us is that what is our consciousness dictates what we are aware of. Not what we're aware of is basically what's true. There is no external objective reality. And that's the basis of alchemy, is that we can actually transform it. The good news for us for everyday life is that, well, I'm not going to go and make some potions. Maybe you will. Maybe you're into like essential oils or doing your, you know, when you're cooking, that's alchemy. But really, it really gives us permission to say to ourselves, this life that I'm seeing is not static, it's not permanent, and I have the power to transform it. I can change my relationships, I can change the money that's coming into my life, and I can change my career, I could change my body, I could be healthy.
Right, which leads us to the second important question is, why is this important?
Yes.
Right. Why do we need to look at this ancient art that is now, like you say, considered dead or obsolete in a sense, because science has replaced it, you know? And the main reason is, again, that if we don't understand that it's really talking about consciousness, meaning our own awareness, our mind, and our ability to create our lives, then we lose that important technique or way of working with or through our transformation. And that it's too precious to throw away, mm-hmm. to say simply, we don't need that because we have science. What Jung was saying is that here is a psychology that's innate in all of us, because mm-hmm. it's arising from the unconscious, and it's a natural process that is always has always been there for us. Alchemy was simply the way people expressed it in their everyday lives. And so now, if we want to enact a transformation in our lives and really become our deeper selves, our higher selves, this is a way to do it. It's a way of understanding the symbolic language of the unconscious so that we can enact that transformation in our everyday life.
Yes, it's really a way for us to reclaim our power to create, and that we are not a victim to our circumstances. We're not limited by our past or even our personal history, that we have potential within us. And if we can find a way to access that within our mind, we can really create something different. And I know from personal experience, the life I'm living now is completely different than the track I was conditioned to be on. So I know, and I've seen this happen with all of our clients, is that they feel like, you know, that kind of, I can make my life a little better, you know, maybe get a little picket fence house, even though we have one now, or get a better career, make a little bit more money, maybe have a little better relationship, but, you know, don't be too unreasonable. Do something, you know, don't set practical. Your sights too high. And this is what I have. This is kind of the fate I've been given. And we most people operate under that. But people who understand alchemy understand that there is no limit and that they have great forces within them to create something completely new. And they don't have to be limited by what happened to them. And Jung says, I'm not what happened to me. I'm free to create my life. And this is why alchemy is really important to every woman, every man, to really be empowered. So how do we do it, Rob? How do we create?
Well, one last thing before we get into how we do it. So the metaphor of this space metal, right, mm-hmm. this common substance that is going to be transformed and transmuted into gold is really an apt one, because what it means is that your ordinary life then, your ordinary mind, mm-hmm. the things that you consider to be like just given to us, mm-hmm. this awareness, this mind, the ability to remember and to learn, is going to take us and transform us into gold, into the spiritual life, into a much higher way of existing. Mm-hmm. And that metaphor that's inherent in alchemy is really perfect for our life today, meaning that we're going to take the ordinary life that we're living and use it to become our higher self, to create higher consciousness through it.
So our ordinary life is the base metal.
Yes.
We have the foundation. We have a body. We have a thinking mind. We have memories. We have imagination. And now how do we use the tools that we're born with, that we use every day to think and feel and sense and dream, to really go to the next level in our evolution?
Right. Well, one of the main keys that Jung talks about is our imagination. And we see it as the ability to visualize.
Mm-hmm. He called it active imagination.
Yes.
And some people call it visualization. And it really is this forming of pictures in our mind. Now, we all do it. A lot of people say, I can't visualize. I think a lot of, when they say that, they really mean, I can't visualize anything that's new, or I don't have that big of an imagination. But we're constantly visualizing. When you're getting ready for work and you're getting ready. Your mind is visualizing the traffic. It's visualizing what your boss is going to say that day. When you're thinking of the past, your mind is visualizing those scenes that happened in the past. So we're doing it already. It's just, it's a kind of a, it's not used in a very creative way. It's used in a, just a utilitarian way, like the base, kind of the foundation of everyone comes with this ability to visualize. So I think the challenge a lot of people have is, how do I visualize what I haven't seen yet? Something of my potential. That's really the hard part, is putting people in a guided visualization and they can't see anything because they haven't used that faculty of imagination.
All right. The other element that we need is the symbolic life. Mm-hmm. Jung basically taught us that the unconscious is speaking another language, and it's a symbolic language. And if we don't understand that, then we are using visualization in a very limited, kind of very base metal way.
Yes. Like I said, we were visualizing maybe a little better relationship, or maybe a little better business, or maybe I'll make just enough in doing my own business, but not really stretching the boundaries of what's possible.
Right. Because let's say this creative unconscious, this creative mind, the universal mind, let's say, is speaking this symbolic language. Mm-hmm. Through visualization, then, if we understand the principle of symbols, we can speak back to it. Mm-hmm. We can direct it. We can say, this is who I am. This is what I'm creating. And therefore become co-creators of our life. Mm-hmm. But we have to shift our consciousness, our awareness, from thinking in ordinary terms, in ordinary language, to the symbolic life, to the symbolic language.
And the symbolic language is basic. I mean, we are speaking the symbolic language, actually, when we write something down. Our the letters in our alphabet is our symbols. So it's natural for us to talk, but we just don't think of it as mystical. We think it's just, oh, that's just that. Or we draw pictures. Even if you think about movies or, you know, reading books and a story is symbolic. There's patterns and like the hero and the villain and the image of the leader and the follower. And those images are all symbolic, and we often don't realize that all the symbology that's around us, like you said, in our base metal, that we can actually use. So this isn't something that, oh, only spiritual people can do, and only, you know, people that have intuition, or, you know, have, you know, these mystical,
highly sensitive
people. It's really for people, any person can use these, because we all have the tools.
Absolutely. And because the unconscious, the universal mind, is always speaking this symbolic language, of course it comes through dreams for us. And that's where we start to see that in dreams, we see the same images that the alchemists were talking about. Mm. The things that they were drawing out. It's essentially is a pattern of transformation that is going on in all of us. As we start to pay attention to our dreams, to our unconscious mind, not only through dreams, but through intuition, through vision, we start to get the sense of where we are in that process of transformation. And then we can start to participate through the use of our imagination, through active imagination.
And one of the, if you don't know how to interpret your dreams yet or what the symbols mean, here's something really simple that you could start to do to become an alchemist, a true alchemist. Start visualizing something that is you've never done before that you want to do, and see yourself as being someone else doing it. Like if you could just become this future person that has what, so let's say you grew up middle class and you had a nice life, you know, nothing too fancy, and you just imagine yourself like traveling the world and having like a jet and, you know, all these things. You actually are creating alchemy. Your mind is starting to to open up that possibility. Now, most of us think, yeah, that's just fantasy. And so the true alchemist starts to really believe that what the things I create in my mind, this projection I'm putting in and placing in my mind, is really possible for me. You have to make that shift, and then you can start to. Now, that might seem like a far-fetched thing for someone to do, maybe traveling the world. So maybe it's something even more simple. Say you are having trouble finding love. So imagine yourself basically being someone new, having a different experience in a relationship with someone truly loving you and you feeling truly connected to that person. That is alchemy. You're creating that possibility in right. your mind. So we're doing it. A lot of times people are doing it already. They're visualizing and they're maybe paying attention to the dreams. The missing piece is you have to be intentional that you're actually using it to create in a very powerful way. It's not a fantasy. It's like a knowing. And it takes practice because it's so hard because your physical life you see is saying, no, I don't have any of those things. I don't know how it could happen. But by you opening that idea that I can create this, you're bringing in that magic. You're starting to open up. Now, of course, that's not the whole process, but that's how a simple way for you mm-hmm. listening at home to start becoming alchemists in your life.
That's right. So Jung says, the world will ask you who you are, and if you don't know, it will tell you. Mm. Which means that if we don't do this process for ourselves, then we'll just be playing a role that the world gives us. And it's telling us, this is who you are, this is your limitation, and that's the role you're going to play. Whereas as we go through this alchemical transformation, we are defining for ourselves what our purpose is, what kind of relationships we're going to have, what kind of higher purpose are we enacting in our life, in our work.
And most of you that are listening are women, so you have a even stronger power to create this. Men, since from conditioning, think more linearly and logically. We as women are very creative and very intuitive in our own. And of course, like there's exceptions to every rule, but we already have this ability. And so think about what you want to create. Take on the role. I'm the alchemist now. I'm going to design my life in my image of what I want to create. And when your thinking mind interacts with the substance of consciousness, you are making magic. And you can make magic in your life.
That's a great way to see it.
Yeah. So what a great concept. Well, we're going to be talking more about alchemy at our event in LA. And we're also doing one in Prague in Europe in later next year. But if you want to come to LA, January Alchemy, it's a 2-day seminar for women only to really help you become alchemists in your life and transform your relationships, find the love of your life, transform your career, transform your financial situations, and really transform your bodies health-wise, really become trained in alchemy in its deepest, most mystical sense and in a practical way.
Nice. Well, thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoy this topic, let us know and give us some other suggestions as to things that you want to hear about.
We'd love to see you on our Facebook group. Just look for the Debbie and Dr. Rob Show podcast, and you will be pointed to our Facebook group. And just say hello to us. Tell us what you think about the show. And we're always posting new episodes there as well. And we will see you on the next show. Take care.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the Debbie and Dr. Rob Show. To find out more about us, you can visit us on our website at debbieandrob.com. Also, please don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play. We'd love to see you on every show. And thank you so much for joining us. And we hope you remember to believe in your biggest dreams.